the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Mississippi Crop Situation. This is Eric Larson. I'm here once again today with my research associate with the Corn Verification Program, Mr. Nolan Stapleton.
I'm glad to be here. Today we're going to talk about how much of the earlier crop has reached physiological maturity and what we're doing now to prepare for harvest. What happens when this corn grain reaches physiological maturity?
Oh, we talked about that, I guess, on previous shows, but basically that hard starch layer that is developing when it starts at the dent stage has progressed all the way to the base of the kernel. That kernel has accumulated all the moisture that it, or all the weight that it's going to accumulate, and is completely formed, basically. One thing that happens at that time when the hard starch layer gets to the base of the kernel is that the black layer forms. We don't use that term as much earlier on because the milk line is a much simpler way to track the movement of that hard starch as it progresses through the kernel and gives us a lot better idea of when that physiological maturity time is going to occur. But the black layer is an important layer as well.
So why is this black layer important?
Well, actually what that black layer is an abscission layer which halts moisture transfer and all physiological activity into or out of the kernel after that point. So it separates the kernel basically from the cob and the rest of the plant altogether. So the important thing that that does, it means that the grain drying rate from that point on is almost exclusively dependent upon the environmental conditions. The plant conditions, plant health, and everything of that nature has no effect whatsoever to the grain after that black layer forms.
So a question we've been getting a little bit is, what does that plant do after maturity?
Well, corn being an annual plant is programmed to die at physiological maturity, and we start to see the vegetation die maybe slightly before physiological maturity, but it will die pretty rapidly after physiological maturity because that's its nature. Plus, it's often hot and dry this time at period of the year. So the plant is basically just dying.
When we talk about harvest aids in corn, how does that affect the crop itself?
Well, because this black layer forms in the corn crop, the grain is completely separated from the rest of the plant. The plant's already dying anyway. So the harvest aid really has no effect on the corn plant or the grain dry down at all. All it's doing is basically controlling some weeds that may be out in the field and might hinder mechanical harvest after that point. And a good example of that might be morning glories, which is a vine that can grow up into the top of the plants and encompass the corn plants and basically hang up plants where they won't flow through the combine when it's trying to harvest well. So things like that is what a harvest aid is designed to do, is to dry up that vegetation so that the combine can efficiently do its job.
So another big topic right now would be moisture at maturity. And why do most growers want to harvest at 15%?
Well, corn reaches maturity and it's going to be about 30% at physiological maturity. The moisture of 15% is very common, number one, because that's the USDA standard for corn moisture, actually 15.5%. But the reason that is a standard is because corn needs to be less than that moisture or around that moisture to be able to be safely stored for any appreciable amount of time. So that's key from a storage and a handling standpoint more than anything else. We can start harvesting corn at any moisture after it reaches physiological maturity. So in some areas of the country or where you have grain dryers that can dry the corn down very quickly, you might start harvesting corn, you know, in the 20% moisture range or even higher. But it's important that you dry it down quickly and keep it at a level that's safe to handle and to store for any appreciable amount of time.
So what would be the normal corn grain drying rate?
Well, we're fortunately blessed, I guess, in the South in that our corn is going to be reaching physiological maturity sometime in, you know, late July, early August, and through early September during the time period when it's hot and dry. And that's ideal conditions to get the corn moisture dried down to a harvestable level relatively efficiently and quickly where a lot of artificial drying isn't necessary like it is in the northern parts of the Corn Belt. Normally, the grain drying rate is going to be somewhere around 6/10 per day, or it takes about 25 days to dry from 30% down to 15% moisture. Now, that drying rate can vary substantially depending upon the environmental conditions. So if we have rainy weather, cloudy days, lower temperatures, and higher humidities, that's going to definitely slow down the drying rate. But by and large, you know, we can expect the grain in Mississippi, given normal conditions or the hot, dry conditions that we typically have, to dry down about 6/10 per day, or take 25 days to get down to 15%. The drying rate during the initial stages is likely going to be a little higher than what it will be later. That's primarily because the corn is basically coming into equilibrium with the environment. And when the moisture is high, it dries relatively quickly. So it might dry 3/4% per day. Whereas when the corn gets down into the teens, particularly those mid-teens, then that's going to drop off considerably and, you know, be less than 0.5% per day.
While we're on the topic of moisture, what would be the moisture dockage that an elevator charges?
Well, it varies by different elevators. It is very important for growers to realize how that dockage reflects their profitability and the product that they're carrying to the market. And that dockage accounts for two things. It accounts for the drying expense that the elevator will have to dry that grain down to 15%. But it will also account for the natural weight loss associated with less moisture in that grain at a lower moisture. And the term that the elevators use is shrinkage. That number or that amount is important to memorize. It's about 1.2%. Most of the elevators will dock at a rate of somewhere in the neighborhood of 2.5%, maybe 3% per percent moisture over their standard. So in order to figure your actual or your realized dockage, you need to subtract the moisture loss, which is 1.2% per percent moisture, from the dockage rate relative to whatever grain moisture you're harvesting at. You're going to lose that moisture loss that they call shrinkage, whether you haul it to the elevator, you let it field dry, or you dry it in your own dryer. That grain is going to weigh less at 15% than what it did at 20%. And looking at those numbers, 1.2% times 5 percentage points from 15 to 20% moisture, that's going to account for a 6% lower weight at 15% moisture. So you have to account that in as part of the dockage rate. The other thing to keep in mind is that any corn that you haul to the elevator that's less than 15% is also going to be losing moisture. So if you haul in corn that's 13% moisture as opposed to 15% moisture, it's going to weigh 2.4% less than what it would at 15% moisture. So it's always a good goal to try to harvest your corn, if anything, to not haul very much corn to the elevator at less than 15%. And that's because of a number of other reasons associated with harvest efficiency and losses besides the moisture loss as well.
So what would be some of the benefits of harvesting our crop before it reaches 15%?
Well, a number of different things. The combine you're going to minimize your harvest losses. The longer that corn stays out in the field, the more likelihood you are to have high winds and storms and other things cause lodging, or potentially insects like corn borers causing stalks to lodge or have their ears lost completely due to their damage. So the longer the corn is out in the field, the more that plant's going to deteriorate and the less corn you're likely going to be able to pick with the combine. Harvesting early is an advantage in that regard. The other thing is that the combine may be more efficient at a higher moisture as well. You may have more standing stalks. Obviously, if you have severely lodged corn, that's going to slow down the combine considerably. Not only your harvest loss is going to be higher, but the progress in harvesting, number of acres per day, is going to drop considerably as well. The other type of loss that's relatively common is when ears come into the header on the combine, you'll see a considerable amount of more kernels shatter off of the ear and bounce up in the air and go out of the combine at lower moisture as well. So drier grain typically, you know, has more potential for losses than corn when it's harvested at an earlier moisture, where there's either less deterioration of the plants, less lodging, and other things like that that are major sources of loss.
And since we've covered some of the benefits of harvesting before it reaches 15%, let's talk about some of the issues you'll see if you harvest high moisture grain.
Well, the biggest issue with high moisture grain in our environment is we've got high temperatures, we have a climate that is conducive for aflatoxin. Most everybody in the corn world knows what aflatoxin is. It's a byproduct of fungal growth that occurs in corn and can render the product where it's unmarketable or certainly reduced quality. So we certainly want to avoid that at all cost. The problem is that corn that is harvested at high moisture is much more difficult to manage. Keep that product stable where the aflatoxin can't escalate quickly in that high moisture grain. The problem is that grain that is high moisture and is in a warm environment like it's going to be in Mississippi during the harvest season, where we generally have 90 degree temperatures or higher, is ideal conditions for the fungal growth that causes aflatoxin. So you could have very minor aflatoxin levels on corn that's harvested out of the field. And if you put that in a bin or put it in a truck and leave it for an extended time period, the lack of aeration and the environment is going to be very conducive for the fungal growth to escalate very quickly to an accelerated level and cause that aflatoxin level to go from a minor problem to a major problem relatively quickly. So we utilize several keys, or there's several key terms to keep in mind in terms of storage. Corn that can be dried to 15% in less than 24 hours is one of those keys. Corn that is dry basically causes that fungal growth to be reduced or become dormant at levels at less than 15%. So again, that's one of the reasons why corn that is dry is much more stable and safe for handling and storage than wet grain. The other thing that we can do is make sure that we get any high moisture grain or anything coming out of the field that's going to be hauled to the elevator, hauled directly to the elevator, and certainly not leave any grain in a grain cart or in a truck overnight where it's not aerated, where those conditions for aflatoxin fungal growth would be extreme and could cause that load to have escalated aflatoxin levels very quickly if we leave it on those trucks for more than 4 to 6 hours, really. So we need to get that grain taken care of, either dried immediately or to the elevator that will take care of it and get it out of our hands anyway. So very, very important. And that's where most of our aflatoxin problems have actually come into play in the last 10 years, particularly is growers putting grain in grain bins, particularly those without a supplemental dryer, a continuous flow dryer that will dry it quickly within 24 hours. We put some high moisture corn in a grain bin that may eventually dry the grain, but it doesn't dry the grain quickly enough that we can effectively manage and stop that aflatoxin development in the bin. So that's a major source of issues.
To summarize and wrap this thing up, you can basically say harvest is about to ramp up here in the state. In some places, it's already kicked off. Paying attention to moisture is basically the biggest thing right now.
Yeah, there are a lot of advantages to harvesting corn at a relatively high moisture. My general recommendation, again, is try to get your corn to the elevator and harvest it by the time it reaches 15% moisture. But fortunately, we have a climate that is usually quite conducive to quick drying. You know, if we can avoid big storms, and especially tropical storms and hurricanes, normally things go fairly well in terms of harvest progress. But we're going to post up an article on the Mississippi Crop Situation blog, which should give you some more specific and further information regarding different factors and things that help you decide when is a proper time to harvest and some of these issues that we've talked about today. So feel free to reference that and call us at any time if you have any questions.
Absolutely. And thank y'all for joining us again. Please subscribe, and we will look forward to seeing y'all next time.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.